Jaguars back to work Thursday afternoon. They're looking forward to the challenge this week. They'll get the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back after it on Thursday. They'll face an 8-5 Ravens team that is right in the thick of it in the AFC North. They've won 3 out of 4 to get to that 8-5 record, and they're right in the playoff race again. More on the Ravens coming up. Some bad news for the Jags yesterday. The team announced that running back Denard Robinson is done for the year with a midfoot sprain in his right foot. And the second-year man out of Michigan ends the year with 582 yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground. And, of course, Toby Gerhart, Jordan Todman, and Storm Johnson will battle for reps at running back the rest of the way. Let's go behind enemy lines. And, of course, the Ravens are looking for their 6th playoff appearance in the last 7 seasons. Ozzie Newsome has built an organization that is consistently in the mix and has built this Ravens team with a few former Jaguars. The Jags traded left tackle Eugene Monroe to the Ravens for a couple of draft picks last year, now part of a really good line blocking in front of running back Justin Forsett. Now, he battled through foot and toe injuries in Jacksonville, but is now 3rd in the league in rushing, 1,080 yards, trailing only DeMarco Murray and Le'Veon Bell. But on defense, Ravens inside linebacker Darryl Smith is the Jaguars' all-time leading tackler, nearly 1,100 tackles in Jacksonville, and has over 100 tackles again this year. Head coach Gus Bradley knows what Smith brings to Baltimore.
You talk about holding people in high regard. I think he's the leading tackler in the history of the organization. And my time meeting with him, it went very well. And, you know, just to see his career, you know, I know he was injured when we took a look at him, and to see his career get rejuvenated and then to do the good things that he's doing there. Another guy, obviously I don't know him as well as I knew Justin, but, you know, the short time I met with him, I was impressed.
Jaguars radio tonight, the Gus Bradley Show 6-7, head coach Gus Bradley and Jeff Lagerman, and we'll have more on the Ravens and how the Jags match up with myself, Lagerman, and Baselli on Jaguars Thursday right after that. It's on the flagship station of Jaguars Radio, 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. The Jaguars wrap up Ravens Week on Friday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.